Tampa Representative Betty Reed is the mother of five. Rather than rely on her own experience, she said she went and talked to many women about giving birth.
And they will tell you that it is the most difficult time in your life, the most dangerous time in your life, and in the life of the child. I really would not like to say what it takes to have a baby, but you have to move around. You have to move your feet, your legs, your body, your head, every part of your body. If it's
Reed is sponsoring a bill prohibiting the use of restraints on a pregnant inmate during labor, delivery, and postpartum recovery unless officials determine she presents an extraordinary circumstance, such as a serious threat to herself or others. 14 states have adopted similar policies. The National Religious Campaign Against Torture, Planned Parenthood, the Catholic Conference, and the American Civil Liberties Union has supported bills like Reed's in other states. Ronald Bilbao is with the Florida chapter of the ACLU.
We're talking about humanity here. We're talking about a basic issue of human dignity and something, a practice that is archaic and cruel and unusual, and that's been condemned by international human rights organizations, by the Federal Bureau of Prisons. So I think you can't put a price on it. I think you got to get rid of this practice at whatever cost. It just happens to be that the cost is minimal, so minimal that they can't even quantify it.
On average, about 80 Florida inmates give birth each year. The Department of Corrections is not challenging the proposal on its cost. According to its lobbyist, Will Kendrick, it has procedural concerns.
We feel like there needs to be a broader definition of what postpartum is so that we can define that. The bill also actually transfers the custody of the inmate over to hospital staff upon the health care professional, doctor, or nurse making that determination and not DOC. And we think it should be done based on classification, custody level, and other criteria other than just the fact of what's occurring at the time, because emotions do get involved in that process as well.
Kendrick pledged to work with Reed to resolve the department's concerns before the bill's next committee stop. The Justice Appropriations Subcommittee passed the bill on to the full Judiciary Committee with a unanimous vote. The Senate has already passed a similar measure. In other action, the committee passed a bill inspired by 2-year-old Kaylee Anthony's death. Miami Representative Jose Felix Diaz presented the proposal to the committee.
July 5, 2011 was the date that the Casey Anthony jury rendered not one, not two, but three not guilty verdicts. An innocent child lost her life, and there was no justice. There will never be justice for 2-year-old Kaylee Anthony.
During the initial investigation into the disappearance of Kaylee Anthony, her mother, Casey Anthony, misled police about the girl's whereabouts. Her body was later discovered in a wooded area. Diaz's bill would increase the maximum penalty from a year in jail to 5 years in prison for knowingly making a false statement to police about a missing child.
Whenever they're lying to police, it's one thing. But whenever there's an ongoing investigation of a missing child, the truth is very important because it helps the police really figure out what's happening with that child. If that child's in danger, the first 48 hours, the first 72 hours are the most important. So any lies at the early stages of an investigation could really throw everything off.
The bill moves on to the full Judiciary Committee. It is similar to a Senate proposal that is in its final committee stop. For WFSU-FM, I'm James Call.